What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, July 31st, and do we have a day for you? First up, a Democratic debate recap from Tuesday night.
Oh, we haven't talked about that at all today.
Yeah.
Or recently.
Yeah. It was long and boring if you watched it. Congrats to making it to the end. We're going to recap it now.
It was electric, Will.
Well, like yeah, Beto. Yeah. Parts of it. We'll get into that. And then the news buffet of other headlines. We're each going to give you a story that we liked for this morning. Okay, let's get into the debate recap first. These days, a lot of workplaces offer some pretty nice perks. A snack station, all the flavors of sparkling water your heart can desire, and even some forms of insurance. But while it's nice to have a handful of trail mix and some semi-satisfying seltzers, it's not enough to subsist on. And neither is your workplace life insurance. That's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius is the easiest way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find the right amount of coverage at the best possible price. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. So remember, workplace life insurance policies are like workplace snacks. Better than nothing, but not quite enough. Head to PolicyGenius.com today and find out how to supplement your workplace life insurance and better protect your family. Policy Genius, it's like a buffet made of life insurance. And what could be more delicious than that? I think the way we're going to do this is like we've done before, just basically go through each candidate that was at this debate and sort of grade their performance and talk about what we think is going to change.
Yeah, fuck mm-hmm. it. Let's do it live.
Yeah. That's yeah. a Bill O'Reilly reference. Mm-hmm. All right, Willie, run them down.
All right, we're going to go stage left to stage right. So up first is Marianne Williamson, author from California.
My new wife.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone here thought, for the first half of the debate, like, why is she even here? We wrote her off. We were laughing about her, and then something happened the second half of the debate, and she got sparked.
The dark forces.
Yeah.
The dark, what was it? Dark forces?
The moon must have shifted or something, and her energy just went nuts.
Yeah. If you think you're not a Marianne Williamson guy, you are. Just Google it. Look at my Twitter. I will stop everything I'm doing, and I'll follow her to the end of the earth.
She was definitely hot at, you know, 30... for sure.
Well, yeah, she's hot at 35, her age now.
She's like 67.
She's like 62, yeah.
Some would say.
Yeah.
Who's next?
She's 67, I believe. It was dark psychic forces was what she called the underlying racism in America. And then she went strong to the hole on reparations right after that.
And then she closed with, all we need is love. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Yeah.
All we need
like
is
from the
love.
First debate.
Yeah.
She did the love thing in the first debate, too. Didn't work out. I thought she was going to get a bump.
She's a strong closer.
She wasn't even. Yeah. I wish that. Okay, so our buddies, our partner predicted, didn't even have her as the most likely to get a bump.
No,
after.
But PFT texted us late and he said she's my number one now. She's going to get the biggest bump.
Yeah, but yeah. I felt that way after the first debate because she gave a similar, like, she's a great speaker and she gave like a similar like moving performance, but didn't make a difference.
I hope she's got hot friends because you guys are going
to
be in my wedding.
Similarly
with her.
To the first one, I don't think she's going to get.
She
a bump.
Did call out all the other candidates, tell them they're not Democrats.
I think people want to see her in a debate again, but no one wants to see her as president. I'd say
no.
Yeah, I mean, people really should be further left than Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. She's
right.
Got a point.
I want to see her
yeah.
a lot of ways.
What was you guys aren't even Democrats, she said.
I'm going to buy her book.
She called two socialists non-Democrats. Okay.
Right. Okay, up next, Ohio Representative Tim Ryan.
Hashtag Tim's done.
Who?
Tall Tim.
I watched the whole debate. Who?
Tall Tim.
Tim's out. Bye,
he's
Tim.
Out. Yeah,
bye.
Next. Tall. He's out. Next.
Yeah, Wes, you got him with the lurch comment, playing lurch in the next Addams Family.
Yeah, you really got my imagination going there.
The next one's animated, but after that.
I'm telling you, they're only keeping him around because they needed him on the Democratic basketball team. Otherwise, they're going to get smoked.
That's true. Ted Cruz is a mean jump shot.
He's a power forward extraordinaire. Next.
He gave a great opening statement in the first debate, though, and then ever since then, it's just been downhill.
So. His wife wrote his closing statement, I'm pretty sure.
He wrote a closing
statement. Yeah, the imagination. Yeah. I hope I captured your imagination.
It's just me and you in the future. Me and you.
But no, it won't be.
My
he was speaking to the one person that's going to vote for him.
My 2 minutes of talking really got you.
That was his closing remarks after getting zero screen time. He's so he hoped he captured your imagination.
He's dropping out by September 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is tomorrow September 1st?
Yeah.
That should be a prop. Next up, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Worst candidate on the table there.
She did bad.
You think
tonight.
So?
She looked like someone was holding her family hostage, and they were like, "You have to speak at the debate." She was shaking the whole debate.
She looked like a dog that was in a kennel. She was very afraid.
I don't know about worst candidate in my opinion, but she definitely fucked up by being an absolute like bottom of the rung candidate.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about policy.
She wore the same outfit as Liz Warren. Same outfit.
Electricity.
That's true.
Exactly the same.
She's gone.
Gone.
The prop bet should be her or Tim Ryan gone first.
Well, the prop bet should be what are they going to do next?
I think that there's probably only three possibilities out of this field. Next up is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Love him.
My guy.
Killed it.
Bet on him a lot and predict it. The predicted market tanked on him. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I thought
why
he was very
fuck?
Calm and collective. Maybe he was too calm.
Maybe. He's the kind of guy you want around when you're studying
for
finals.
Maybe he's too nice. Maybe he's too smart. Maybe he's too cool. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the age because he's only 37, but I felt the same way after the first debates is that he was one of the best performers, and then the second debate felt the same way again.
Well, Willie, he did reference his age quite a bit, which I thought was an interesting tactic because most people who are that young don't try to highlight that.
He really got Bernie with like a hilarious like neg where he was like, it doesn't matter how old you are standing next to Bernie, when he was clearly like, for you it does.
Right.
For me it doesn't.
I will say this. Buttigieg is a gay man and a veteran, and he quoted scripture during his time on the podium, which is like, man, what a great politician. What a smart
guy. That's like the cycle right
there.
Total
package guy.
That is the cycle.
Yeah.
He also said that if you elect him in the primary, then Donald Trump will have to stand next to him and explain why a gay man went to Afghanistan when Donald Trump faked bone spurs to not go to Vietnam.
Which is hilarious. That's then he also said people are going to be born post 9/11 any day now, and we're still in Afghanistan. He was good, but I guess he's just too smart.
Hey, well, to your point, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of presumptive after my first term, after my second term. But we'll get on.
Oh, well, Buttigieg never did that.
You're jumping the gun, Who's next?
We'll get to the guy that definitely did that. He's two away. But before that is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
He was the
lion coming in, the leader.
Do you guys think
he retained his lead?
Oh, my God. He was a beast.
Lead in second, for sure.
Yeah, lead in second. Leader of this pack. Biden was not in this pack.
He was the most passionate. He loved America the most on stage.
I feel like someone crushed up some Adderall in his applesauce dinner right before
That's just
someone spoon-fed him some Adderall in his mushed-up food.
That's just creepy.
Because he came out of the fucking gates
that's
fire.
That's creeping death, Mark.
To me, it's 7 a.m.
That's a good apple thought.
But no, Bernie was great. Bernie probably
no way that guy eats steak anymore.
He probably got the most screen time. He really and he brought it, and he probably was the most poignant.
Cut my steak up smaller, then liquefy it.
He did, but his whole thing about indicting people for ever having turned a profit just really gets my goat. Like, I feel like that's very un-American, like, in a way.
Well,
like,
the one thing he said is that the healthcare system is not a business, which I liked because people are hurting out there.
Bernie's a little too crazy, but he didn't lose his fan base. He gained, like, his fan base was kind of like, you're looking too old, and he came out firing, so I think he did well for especially who likes him. I think he did well.
Yeah,
but like his whole part of like he was trying to demonize like Delaney for having made too much money and shit, and it's like I don't know, man.
Delaney's
like,
such an easy guy to pick on though. Like that was smart.
That's just because it's
who
Delaney.
Who said? Was it the moderator that said Delaney, you're worth $65 million?
Yes.
Jesus Christ! They're in his bank account.
Man. Same moderator was like, Tim, you and your husband, you know, blah blah blah. They're just like, you know,
Delaney's gay.
No.
Buttigieg. Yeah.
Buttigieg. Yeah. Pete.
Yeah. Pete. Sorry.
The moderators were definitely being a little snarky. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Yeah.
All right. Next up, this is the guy who definitely thinks he's going to get more than one term. Former Texas Rep. Beto O'Rourke.
Well, that tells us he's insane.
Used to be my guy. Not so much my guy anymore.
Yeah.
He's just out. He's outclassed.
He claimed. I mean, yeah, he claimed that he would get people out of Afghanistan in his first term, which was the only guy to say that, meaning implying he would get two terms, which is insane when you're polling at what Beto's polling.
Look, Beto's a great American, but he ain't going to be our president.
Never.
No.
Not ever.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go with that first part either.
Oh, come on.
Next up is former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
No one knows anything about this guy.
Yeah. He burned Bernie.
He hasn't had a job for a year.
Bad.
He's the former governor. What does he do?
He legalized weed. He was the first governor to ever legalize weed in America.
Dig that.
He's actually run a state and a city, which none of the other candidates have. So by far the most qualified.
Yeah, but he's out of work.
He absolutely smashed Bernie with the raise your hands again, motherfucker comment. Yeah. He just crushed him.
Yeah. He out shoulder shrugged.
What Bernie. Exactly happened there? Because I was in the bathroom.
You didn't see that? Basically, Bernie was going nuts, like with his like hand motions and waving his arms. And Hickenlooper's like, "Yeah, why don't you get upset and raise your arms again?"
Yeah, he goes, "I can raise my arms too."
Yeah.
And then Bernie did it again.
He went higher than Bernie's capable of going.
Not something you say to John
fucking
McCain.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Hickenlooper. I mean, I thought he did pretty well. He definitely tried to mix
on
it
that,
up.
On that Bernie point, Bernie did say, "Yeah, I wrote the damn bill." That was fucking dope.
That was
he
cool.
said that to Tim Ryan, though. Yeah, that was Hickenlooper owned Bernie mano y mano.
Yeah, Bernie just picked on the weak guys.
Right. Who's next?
Tim Ryan and Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, low-hanging fruit. Exactly. I mean, makes you wonder if Bernie was a bully in 1930 on the playground. Yeah,
does make you wonder.
Tim Ryan's going to sleep for a while. About a month.
Bernie,
are those your shoes?
Yeah, maybe not so sweet. You know, anyways,
that's not
next
how you
up,
play hopscotch.
I don't want a sweet president. I want a guy that's going to shake things up a bit, you know.
Next up, the Bernie doppelganger, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I feel like she had the most
anger.
She had the most to win, and she lost the most, in my opinion.
Yeah, she does well in debates, but her eyes and stuff,
her eyebrows,
her facial expressions were scary.
You know what she is? You want her on your team, but you don't want her as your leader. You want her as like a cleanup hitter to come in, like,
or a vice president. A lot of people are saying her on the ticket, but like she's just like gave some really dirty looks.
You mean bitchy looks?
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
You said that.
I didn't say
Bernie outshined her though. They have similar policies, and Bernie really ran circles around her.
Are they similar or are they exactly the same? Because I couldn't tell the difference. And also, I thought she did a good job of trying to make herself be exactly like Bernie.
Right.
Because what she's trying to do is close the gap there. Like, hey, I'm a younger version of this guy who's about to die.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
So,
and she can get the women vote, too. So like, it's like, hey, if you like Bernie's policies, which a lot of people did, I guess, in 2016, then I will be alive to be the president.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I would love to drink a beer with Bernie. Warren is running on the drink a beer with me campaign. I don't want to drink a beer with that lady.
No, you say something mean to her, she's going to shoot fucking darts through you.
Yeah. She's like, what is that, three? Number three?
Yeah. Is that she's drinking like High Life's. It's very calculated.
Too mean to be president. Who's next?
Yeah, next up is John Delaney, our guy. The clown.
Mr. Balloon guy.
Yeah, what was the one?
He's got the weirdest face.
What's the side job?
He looks like he makes balloon animals in the park on his spare time.
Right.
He's got like a nervous tick that he turns into the Joker when he smiles.
Yeah. I think he looks like he just got released from like an alien abduction, and he's just so happy to be back on Earth.
There's evil in him.
Shocked.
There's evil in him.
I think it was just like confusion.
Yeah, he's just shocked all the time.
Yeah, just confused.
Doesn't know how he made his money. Doesn't know like anything.
He's definitely the type of friend that you like take out to the bar to meet your other friends, and then you end up explaining.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Delaney's got no shot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The fucking $65 million bill.
$65 million. Jesus Christ.
Who do you think drops out first, Delaney?
Ryan? Oh, no, Delaney's in.
No, Delaney's in. Delaney had a great night.
Delaney absolutely has an uptick after tonight. He also had way more camera time than I ever would have imagined Delaney to have.
He bought some camera time tonight.
Yeah.
What Delaney did is he guaranteed himself another 12
million. Tim Ryan's out. Klobuchar's out. Those two are out first.
Klobuchar's out. Who else is out?
Well, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Bullock. Yeah, well, there's one last one. A new guy. Montana governor and used Audi salesman Steve Bullock.
Yeah, it was his first and last debate. He's
pronounced
out
Audi. He's gone. Get him out of here.
This guy could not pronounce a fucking word to save his life.
He was jacked up.
I mean,
there was a lot of shook candidates.
He was just happy to be there.
Yeah, but the problem was he liked to talk a lot and he liked to mispronounce words. every time.
Right now, you got Bernie, you got Warren, you got Buttigieg. Beto's probably gone.
I think Tim Ryan goes first.
Hickenlooper's gone.
Mm-hmm. Then Klobuchar, and then Bullock in that order, and all pretty fucking soon.
Yeah, but I can't wait for Uncle Joe tonight. So let's see what's happened.
Tim Ryan did not like being on stage.
I would say overall debate night number one successful, especially since we covered it live. But hopefully debate night number two is as successful and 40 minutes shorter.
We got Hassan Piker tonight. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. So tune in tonight. We're going to go live again and try to bring you that same level of content. All right, taking it to the internet before we head to the news buffet. Darlene Weber on Facebook says, "The stupid Democrats decided it should only be on CNN. You lose, Democrats. I would like to watch the clowns on drugs, but I can't."
Yeah.
And then Heidi Marie Hibbard says, "Darlene Weber, doesn't your television have channels?" And then Darlene Weber to that says, "Heidi Marie Hibbard, yes, 256 of them actually, just no CNN, like most people." So Darlene Weber's crazy because CNN's on all basic cable.
Could have watched it.
Packages.
Darlene's like, "You lose, crazy Democrats, because I was going to write some mean tweets about you and not know how to send them.
I was going to participate in the democracy, but it was on the wrong channel.
I was going to scream to my dogs about you."
Yeah, just a reminder that a lot of people didn't watch tonight. Yeah, so.
Multiple dogs. All right, let's take it to a news buffet of other headlines, boys. Who's hungry?
Daily News. That baby juicy taste. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles early Wednesday morning. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement, and I'm not sure why this is news, because we knew that if North Korea was firing them, they were probably short missiles.
Yeah, why don't you just say shots of missiles?
Yeah, right. Yeah, North Korea said probably in broken...
What, from their fake-out, like, removed bunker? They magically lifted it up above the
from
air.
From grocery stores and fake
it,
food.
Shot it right into the ocean.
Yeah, North Korea...
They're just rolling it into the sea.
Just rolling missiles into the sea.
It launched. Yeah, North Korea said probably in broken Korean that the short missile launch was in response to a planned U.S. South Korean joint military exercise and the South Koreans' deployment of what it called, of what North Korea called, ultra modern offensive weapons.
Super modern.
Yeah, which in North Korea means a gun with a self-contained cartridge. The ballistic missile test is a violation of the United Nations Security Council resolutions, especially because the stumpy missiles were designed to threaten South Korea. But the Donald, who recently bonded with the evil dictator over their shared girth, downplayed the test, saying that many countries test short-range missiles. What he didn't say was, not this short.
Yeah, exactly. Not much to see here.
Yeah, anyway, these poor hungry bastards and their fat leader and the equivalent of... I'm sorry, these poor hungry bastards...
Oh, man. Jeez.
What I'm trying to say is that Kim Jong-un is he's the equivalent of your bratty rich friend who you didn't really like, but you agreed to go to their sleepover because they had both Sega and Super Nintendo. Yeah. Even though they suck, for some reason you keep playing ball.
Yeah. Well said.
All right, moving on. Go. So you guys ever been...
I'm up next,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, well said.
Oh, sorry.
See how it says Will under me?
Yeah.
What do you need?
All right, up next
just
is
adjust
the...
It. Quiet, left.
And we're touch doing it. This because the stories get funnier along the way, so Wes and Mark can close us out with some good ones. All right, mine is the Altamira Regional Recovery Center in the northern state of Pará, Brazil, recently experienced what may be the craziest prison riot of all time.
Okay, go
57
on.
57 people were killed. 57 were killed.
Holy
wow.
shit.
And 16 were beheaded.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
done by other prisoners?
Pretty crazy.
What kind of weapons did they have? Their hands?
Makeshift knives. So get this. This is how it happened.
Christ.
It was a war
like
between
Halo.
two Rio de Janeiro-based gangs. The leaders of Commando Class A, that's one gang, set
Strong
fire
name.
To a cell belonging to one of the prison's pavilions where members of Commando Vermelho
oh, I thought
were
you were saying
located.
Class B.
Yeah. Commando
oh, no,
Class Vermelho.
Yeah.
But
they got
but
the
essentially
A first.
Class
they got
B.
the A first.
Yeah.
They won the A, but we got the B.
Right, but essentially Class B because the fire blocked the guards from breaking anything up.
I'm pretty sure the guards wanted nothing to do with this riot.
Yeah, let them
right.
Let
well,
them
they
each
claimed
other.
They were trying to break the fire up, but after the fire, they found one of the groups, I'm assuming Class A because they were the guys that did the attack, playing soccer in the prison yard with the heads of the other gang.
Come
Holy
on, man.
Shit.
It's Wednesday morning, Will.
That's hardcore, man.
You're not going to like my story.
Jesus Christ. Well,
yeah.
You guys remember the movie City of God?
They played soccer with their heads?
Yeah, yeah. They burned their building, chopped them up, played soccer with their heads.
Imagine going to like your probation hearing a couple years later and you're like, I think I've learned a lot from soccer beheading days.
I'm reformed.
Yeah, I'm reformed. You just cut a guy's head off and played soccer with it.
No, I think I'm ready to be reintroduced to society.
Yeah. Got a little note here.
What this tells me is that Toxoplasmosis gondii is a serious problem.
Cat disease, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Well, I'm fucked with that.
Yeah, me and you both, brother.
Good Lord.
You have been acting weird, both the both of you.
I'm going to be either playing soccer with a head or a soccer ball at some point.
We got to lose some weight before that happens.
All right, got another feel-good story for you guys.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You ever been like high and completely out of food? You look in the pantry, nothing. The fridge, nothing.
Yeah, you're making old pasta.
Terrible feeling.
And finally you go into the freezer, and after you move some shit around, you discover some snack you bought a long time ago that got hidden by full bags of like frozen broccoli.
I know what the story
is. It's usually frozen broccoli.
This is a fucked up intro to the story.
Well, it's a great feeling of discovery, but for one Missouri man, it wasn't so exciting. And that's because he discovered a dead baby that his mother had been hiding in the freezer for decades.
There it is.
For later.
Mm-hmm. So Adam Smith.
Decades?
Decades. Yeah. So Adam
Smith. Like a 45-year-old baby.
Who's now 37, said he was always
balding.
He was always curious about the shoebox size object in his mom's freezer. He said, since he was a small child, he wondered what was in there as he grabbed chicken pot pies and pizza rolls just inches from the box.
Just never checked.
He never looked?
Yeah. Just never checked.
I found my dad's weed when I was like 11.
The mom never moved it. He never checked it.
Yeah, what's in that box?
He thought it was like a wedding cake topper. So I'm quoting him. He says, I remember being curious as a small child. I remember trying to grab a stool and rip through the plastic. Other than that, I never touched it.
The plastic. I got close.
Yeah. And wow. So when he finally decided to quench his thirst for curiosity after his mom's death, who moved four times over his life, bringing the box with her each time. Yeah,
that's cute.
It was like a miscarriage or like a stillbirth that she put in the freezer.
Do we know that?
Yes,
I think you're right.
I think
obviously,
you're right.
Why would it be, Pat?
Well.
Maybe she killed it.
Quoting this poor bastard again. He said, "All she told me was my firstborn Jennifer would have been 21 years old
there you
today."
There you go.
I'm quitting the show.
Yeah, and yeah. That body.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It means that his mom kept this secret for 50 years,
Thanks, Wes.
Now Adam has to go start a GoFundMe for the millions in therapy he's going to need.
Okay.
Yes. Give. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Donate because that guy deserves it.
That's right. Sorry, we did a live debate show. It's been a long night. The last story of the night, not as gruesome, but pretty crazy. A woman having overtly loud sex in a car outside the Best Western Plus Hotel.
I'm back
in Massachusetts around 1 a.m. Got the cops called on her. And I guess she still has some leftover pent-up energy post-romp, and so she attacks several people in the parking lot with a machete.
Mm.
The woman, 34-year-old Allison Maitland of Hanson, Massachusetts, was arrested on 3 assault and battery charges and pleaded not guilty in court on Monday of this week.
Mm.
I guess the incident popped off when several people were returning from a wedding to their Best Western Plus Hotel and heard the sex coming from...
Sounds like a Friday wedding.
Yeah, it sounds like a shitty wedding. And heard the sex coming from an SUV, and one of the men shouted while eating probably fast food at 1 a.m., "Get a room!"
Yeah.
Which prompted a verbal argument with the man inside the car who was banging Maitland.
Who's rolling up on a car of people fucking and telling them
at the Best Western? You should be like,
hold on, no. That's where you use that line. You use that line when people are banging outside a hotel.
They were an SUV with probably tinted windows. They were doing everyone a service.
He thought he was being hilarious. He had a lampshade on his head.
Get a room. He's eating Taco Bell. Fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. So that prompted the guy inside the car who was banging the psycho Maitland. So he was
so
psycho
close.
Too. 35-year-old Sean Perry to grab a
where
knife.
Where was she keeping her machete?
To grab a knife, and he came outside the car to fight the guy who said get a room, and a fist fight broke out. So the cops were called, but while the cops were called, Maitland saw that Perry, her boyfriend, was getting jumped by three men, so she grabbed a machete that was inside the car. So the man was armed with a knife, and she had a machete. And
well, that's convenient.
She started slicing everyone and everything like she was Danny Trejo. Just
damn.
Yeah, she went nuts.
Machete.
One of the machete victims, 26-year-old Eugene Musili, was left with a deep cut to her wrist that required immediate surgery, so she almost died.
Well, that's what her parents get her for naming her Eugene.
Oh, I guess this is a guy. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
Same.
His brother, Sylvjan Musli, 31 years old, had a slash on his chest and forearm, and the father, 59-year-old Jetnor Musli, had deep cuts into two fingers and almost lost his two fingers.
Yeah, what a scene.
Yeah, when police arrived, they found the defendant, her boyfriend, and the three victims covered in blood, which is just a massacre scene.
As they would be.
Yeah. After a machete knife fist fight. Yeah.
Did someone cut you?
And then they
did you get cut?
Then very unsurprisingly, they also found several empty vodka bottles inside the SUV that the sex was going on in.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Gregor's.
And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in if you watched the live show yesterday. Thank you for tuning in advance for definitely watching the live show tonight with Hassan Piker from the Young Turks. Definitely go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 and get in on the bets because we're betting our
We give
asses
you a free $20.
Free $20. It's the most fun to do when you're debating. Watching the debates and watching anything with politics. We can come up with our own lines and markets. It's amazing. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hard Factor News. Follow us on Instagram at Hard Factor News. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.
See you later, yeah!
In America!
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have, though, to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
A terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
You have pride.
Long as you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.